Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that I was guided to create so that you would have a place to ask those questions and get the answers from a higher source, from the universal mind, instead of from your own little human mind. That way you can get the answers that can actually make a difference in your life. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And so a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And that's what we're all learning in this life, how to be free to be who we truly are. So if you have questions about your life, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you are in the chat room and you are logged in, you can type your questions there and I will get to you. All right, let's go to our first caller from area code 313.
Hello.
Hold on. There you are. Hi, what's your name?
Hi. Tanya.
And what can I do for you today, Tanya?
So I have a question about an interest in my life. I have someone in my life currently, but I've met someone new that's wanting to see where this could go.
So are you ready to end the relationship that you have?
Possibly.
Okay. All right, let me just look at your energy right quick and see what they're going to show me. Okay, I'm hearing that you are not really satisfied with the relationship that you have. It's not meeting all of your needs, and that's why you're out there looking. Okay, your guidance wants you to be sure that you really understand what you are looking for. So, what are you looking for? What do you want in a relationship? What's important to you?
Well, honestly, I want my my twin flame, someone that will help me to, you know, that can enjoy life with, that we have a lot of things in common, and that's positive, business-oriented, responsible.
Okay. And so would you say those are qualities that describe you as well? Positive, business-oriented, responsible?
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of the things that's important in order for us to actually attract someone who is like us. We need to have the qualities that we are looking for in them. A lot of times people are looking for something because they don't have it. And if you don't have it, you're not actually going to attract it. And that's something mm-hmm. that guidance always wants everybody to understand. Okay. Oh, so now they want to know why you've been settling for this relationship that wasn't what you wanted. Why did you settle?
Because of commitments and children, and I thought that we were still in love.
Okay.
And I thought things would change.
All right.
I'm very optimistic, so I think things will get better, but I don't know. That's kind of changed.
Well, they want me to remind you. They want me to remind you that the only one you can change is you. So if you expect that the other person to change, well, then more than likely you're going to be disappointed, because you don't really have any control over what they do or don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your guides want you to take the steps to end the relationship is not working for you, because you don't want to be in two relationships and have to juggle and have to, you know, go through all of the stress and drama of, oh my gosh, you've been cheating on me, or anything like that. So in the relationship that is not working, and then you can pursue the one that has come to your attention. And I'm assuming that this person has the qualities that you're looking for and has shown an interest in you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's see what they want to say about the new relationship. I'm hearing the words a new beginning, and that this relationship does have a lot of potential in it. This person is going to be showing you a lot of who you are. They may be showing you qualities that you have that you may not even be aware that you have. Learn what you are meant to learn from this relationship. While relationships can be absolutely wonderful and fun and joyous, they also tend to show us things that we may not be ready to see, or may have decided that we're not ready to see, but we are because we're being shown them. So be open to your growth in this relationship, because that's an important part of the relationship. And
mm-hmm.
they're saying that this could be a very long-lasting relationship. You guys could, you know, end up married and, you know, sitting on that front porch in those rocking chairs, watching those grandkids and great-grandkids and, you know, all of that. So it does have a lot of potential to it. Go ahead.
Okay. And I was just going to say that the current relationship that I'm in, I'm actually married. So where do you see that going? Because like I said, you know, we've been together for a long time. We have a lot invested in it. And I understand that, like, feelings change and things like that. But I'm just wondering, like, if it's worth it. Could we actually really be happy together?
If you are willing to make some changes in yourself, in your own beliefs, in it really has a lot to do with you and what you are willing
mm-hmm.
to live, because you can't change the other person. You don't have that power. And I mean, you can ask them to change, but more than likely they aren't going to do it. Because people only change when they are ready to change, not when someone else thinks that they should change.
That kind of sounds like
Okay.
I would have to go ahead.
Well, I'm waiting for them to tell me whether or not you should actually, you know, get the divorce and all of that and all, because, you know, there's a lot more involved when there's the marriage. Well, no, there's not actually a lot more involved. It's just a perception. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you are changing, you are growing, you are not willing to just settle. There was a time when you were more willing to settle and you thought, okay, well, this isn't great, but I know it's going to get better. It has to get better. And those were the kinds of things that you were saying to yourself, and you've reached a point where that no longer fits who you are. You're not willing to just settle anymore.
True.
If your spouse is willing to get professional counseling, something that would take you both on a new path, then there is a potential for it to be a happy relationship.
Okay.
But if they're not willing to do that, then it looks like you're just going to be digging yourself into a deeper and deeper rut. And you're not happy in that rut. So if you want to give them the option, you know, if you can find a good counselor that you guys can go talk to, like once a week, or I don't know how often people go and do that. But if you can find that and your spouse is willing to do that, then you can look at seeing whether or not change is possible, if it's something that they are willing to invest in as well as you. If they aren't, then ending the relationship and, you know, making things, setting things however they need to be set up for the kids would be to their advantage as well as to yours. Don't have an affair. They're saying that really loudly. Don't have an affair. Make sure that you get out of the marriage before moving into something else.
Okay.
Okay. And they're saying that because affairs are usually temporary and they just fizzle out. You're not looking for something that's going to fizzle out. You want something that's going to be there, that's going to last. You want to be able to make a commitment to someone who's making a commitment to you. And if you are still married to someone else, you cannot make that commitment.
True. Okay, that's true.
So you get to decide what's important to you, because this is about you and your life. This is about you being the very best that you can be. And if you are in a relationship that you feel is dragging you down, you can't be your best.
That's very true. Very true. Okay. You're right. Well, I have some things to think about here.
Yes, you do. So
yeah, that's
know that
weird.
There's...
Like, I wasn't saying that I was, like, looking for anyone in particular. It just kind of, like, happened. So, well, I was there.
Well, you know, there was a
and...
part of you that was looking for something different. That's why it happened. You were actually looking for it. You may not have been consciously, no, you may not have sat down and decided, okay, I'm looking for something new. But there was that was in you, and that's why it happened. So now you get to make your choices.
Kind of sounds like door number one is kind of like I'm still settling, but I have to change myself a lot, and door number two is I get to be myself and flourish. That's kind of like the energy of it that I'm perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay.
Well, you may want to check and see if there's a door number 3, too. You know, you never know.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean that there'll be another person. Sometimes the choice is to go be alone for a little while you work through whatever it is that you want to work through. So that you can attract what you actually truly want and know that it's okay. Okay, you have some guilt about the whole idea of ending your marriage, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's this big guilt flag waving. one of the things
we have children.
Yeah, I understand that. But one of the things that my guidance has spent a lot of time telling me over the years is to let go of guilt. There's absolutely no need for it. You are creating your life. You are creating what works for you, what allows your heart to sing, what allows you to be the most magnificent person that you can be. And sometimes ending a relationship is just a part of what you need to do. You're also giving the other person their freedom. They will have the freedom to go out and be who they really are. Your kids, they should be fine. They will see people living lives that they love instead of people who are just going through the motions and there's no emotion attached. You don't want to raise your children to believe that they're supposed to just sell. So you are a role model for them. Decide what it is you really want to teach them. And I hear that your spouse will be fine even if the marriage ends, that they will find someone else and they will be happy. So let go of the whole idea of needing to feel guilty, because guilt has you do things that really aren't for your highest good. So let go of the guilt and look within your heart and make your choices from there. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
You are welcome. And they're showing there's a lot of potential for joy in your life. So start opening up to that joy. Even if, you know, you're still in the marriage, still open up to joy. Let the joy in.
Okay. So when you said that, my heart felt heavy. Okay.
So why does joy make your heart feel heavy?
Oh, because I'm not letting it in.
Yeah, you aren't.
Not truly letting it in. Oh, wow.
So would you like to do a little bit of releasing right now to kind of open you up more to joy?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. All right, I will ask you a question, and this question will go on for quite a while. And at the end of the question, I'll say, if you're ready to accept this, say yes. And that's how you'll know it's ended. Until then, you just listen and just allow what needs to happen to happen. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? Letting go of... of what does not work in your life, letting go of your own perceptions of what your life is, what your life has the potential to be, letting go of all of the doubt, all of the fear, all of the negativity, letting go of the guilt that drains you, letting go of that need to save other people. Well, that's a big thing for you. Okay. Letting go of all of that, and now the divine infinity healing is going throughout you, and it's finding all of those beliefs, all of that energy, and it is expanding it bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's now 1,000 times bigger than the universe, so that it's not weighing you down. And you are being filled with joy about your own life, about your own creation, about your own choices, joy for your children, for their beauty, for the things that they're learning and the growth that they are going through, joy for yourself over who you are and who you are becoming, and allowing yourself the right to be loved, adored, absolutely and completely adored, and to be happy, and to love yourself, and to make the very best choices for you. And so if you'd like to accept all of this shift in your life, say yes.
Yes, yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Good, I feel very warm.
Good, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Very warm.
Let you make it easier for you to make the right choices now, because you've given yourself permission to be happy, so you don't have to suffer now.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to suffer.
No, you don't. Ever.
Okay. Yep, I think I know what I need to do. Already. I don't know, I've just been denying it.
Great.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, take whatever steps are right for you to create your life. Have the right to have a happy life. Okay, I need to say that to you several times so it can sink in. You do have the right to have a happy life. You have the right to love yourself and put yourself first in your own life. You have the right to show other people how to have a happy life by having a happy life. It's safe for you to be happy. God loves you and wants you to be happy. Okay, how does that feel?
Good. Very good. Oh, all right. Let that run.
Okay, so you have a team that works with you, your guides and your angels, and they want you to remember that they are there and that you can talk to them anytime about anything and that they love you. And it's okay for you to love you, too.
Self-love. All right.
It's the most important one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm learning that. Or understanding it. Becoming it.
Good.
More now than I ever have before, so. Wow, okay. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Many blessings to you. Thank you.
And you too. And enjoy.
I will.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We are allowed to actually enjoy our lives. And sometimes that's a big thing for people because they believe that they're supposed to suffer, they're supposed to struggle. It makes things better for everybody else. And then finally, one day, they'll get to be happy. And it doesn't work like that at all. You're allowed to be happy, and you're allowed to be happy right now. So create the life that you truly love, the life where you wake up in the morning and you're looking forward to what you need to do, because you're doing what you desire to do, not what you feel obligated to do. And so often there are things in our lives that just become obligations. Marriage is one of those things for a lot of people. They feel that once they get married, then they are obligated to be in that marriage. And they are obligated to be with that person, even if that person becomes something that they don't want to be around. Even if they find out that that person is abusive or destructive or looking for someone to blame for everything that is wrong with them. You are not obligated to remain, not even in a marriage. And I know you stand up there and you say before God that you will be with them till death do you part. But frankly, God doesn't hold you to that. It's only people who think that they have to do that. God is okay with you making a different choice, with you learning and changing your life, because that is why you are here. You are here to learn, to evolve, to grow. And if you keep yourself from doing that, you're actually working counter to what you were created for. And I'm not saying everybody needs to go out and get divorced. There are some people who do have happy marriages. And you are allowed to have a happy marriage. We have all of these beliefs about what we can do and what we can't do. And sometimes we really limit ourselves and our lives because of these beliefs. And so much of these beliefs aren't actually ours. They were given to us by our parents or grandparents or whomever it was that told us that this is the way it's supposed to be. And we took that believing that these people knew what they were talking about. And it's really amazing how many people actually don't have the slightest idea of what they're talking about, but that doesn't stop them from saying it. So if you've been taking on those energies from other people and that no longer fits your life, it is okay to let it go. It really is okay to let it go, because you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have a life that is wonderful and fulfilling. You deserve to have a relationship that is filled with love and joy. You deserve to be adored by someone simply because they adore you. Not because of something you've done, not because of something you've proven, not because you stood before a minister and said, okay, I'm going to stick with this one, but because they adore you, because you're you. That's it. There's nothing to prove. There's no obligation. It's just the way it is. But learning to live your life with that amount of freedom is something that we haven't been taught. But it is possible, and it is there for you. So please, allow yourself the freedom to be who you truly are. And to move forward with life that you can absolutely love. Okay, call if you have a question. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. This is your opportunity to ask the questions that you have about your life, to stop looking for your life, and to actually start living a life that you can truly enjoy. Enjoy every moment of. I know that during the Christmas season, people, you know, a lot of people get happy. They get happy because it's, you know, such a wonderful time of the year, and people sing, and there's all this stuff to do, and they can buy presents for the people that they love. But your happiness is not based on the season. It's not based on other people. It's not based on what somebody else does. Your happiness comes from within you. It is your choice. So if you are not happy simply because you have chosen to be happy, if you have put conditions on your happiness, then you need to let those conditions go. You deserve to be happy simply because you've decided to be happy. And there's nothing more that needs to be there. It's just a decision. We will go to the caller from area code 310. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jean Feldman, calling from Rhode Island. How are you today?
I'm fine, Jean. How are you?
I'm not so great these days. I've actually been working as a Santa Claus part-time. I've been working at the Front Street Mall in Rhode Island. And I'm kind of questioning some of my behavior, and I'm just looking for some advice.
Okay.
I've been stealing gifts. Pardon me?
Oh, I was just wanting you to go on. So you are, so go on.
Oh, I've been stealing gifts from some of the stores there, and I feel really guilty
mm-hmm.
about that. I'm just wondering how my karma will pay back with that.
Well, if you are feeling guilty, then you are generating the energy that says that you deserve to be punished. And if you are generating that you deserve to be punished, then you will be punished because that is what you believe that you deserve. But what is it about these gifts that are taking them? What are you looking for that you're hoping to get?
Well, they don't pay me a lot at the mall, so I figure why not take them and not have to pay for them so I could save a little bit of money.
So you are feeling that you are not valued.
Yes.
And this is your way of getting your value. Okay. So this belief that you are not valued is actually starting in you. It's not starting with the people who hired you at whatever the pay was, because you frankly agreed to that up front. But this not being valued is a deeper belief in you, and it affects every aspect of your life. So if you believe that you are not worthy, that you do not have value, then that makes the punishment thing even bigger. So... All right. Guidance wants us to do a little bit of... Okay, go ahead.
I also told a bunch of kids that I wasn't real and Santa wasn't real.
You have a lot of unhappiness in your life. And it's been there for a while. It's like you... It's like you have these ideas about what your life is supposed to be, but it's not what you are living. And you keep waiting for it to change, but it doesn't change. And you get deeper into this belief that you're not worthy, you're not deserving, because otherwise your life would have changed. You don't believe in yourself. What happened?
I do believe in myself.
Believing in you?
Pardon me?
What happened to make you stop believing in your right to be happy and to be accepted?
I mean, I am a pretty happy guy all around, but I don't know what's making me do these things. Maybe I'm just telling the truth. Also, there's also another kid came into the mall, and he was sitting on my lap, and he told me that his mom had died. And I told him that she would come back for Christmas. Is that bad?
Well, you know, that depends on his perception of what you were saying. Because when people die, they're not actually gone. So he may have dreams about his mother for Christmas.
No, I said she would
actually... You said she would
physically
return?
Yes. 100%, and he believed me. There's also an amputee kid, and I told him there was an amputee kid, and I told him that his arm would grow back on Christmas. He also believed me. You know, I'm spreading good cheer and good messages.
But what you're saying is not what you believe. Why are you telling them things you don't believe?
I mean, I'm staying in character as Santa Claus, so I'm doing what Santa Claus would do. I was also hired to perform at a corp. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you, your turn.
No, I was going to wait and hear what else you were going to say before I went on with what I was going to say.
I was hired to perform at a corporate event, and I urinated in the eggnog, in the community eggnog, and everyone was drinking out of it. Is that, I mean, I just did that because these guys are, they're such corporate assholes.
So what has happened that has made you so angry with the world?
Again, I just like playing jokes. I think that's basically it.
There's a difference between playing jokes and doing things that are actually destructive to others. You've gotten into the destructive to others. That is not playing jokes. Well,
it makes me laugh. It's kind of funny. You know, I also made cookies for everyone at the mall, and I pooped in the cookies. That was a good joke.
And would you enjoy eating a cookie that had someone's poop in it?
I wouldn't accept a cookie from anyone, but I don't know, probably not.
Then how can it be a good joke?
It made me laugh when I was sitting in the lunchroom with all the employees and they were eating my cookies and they were saying, oh, they're so good. And I was the only person who knew there was poop in it. And now you do. So still, it made me laugh. Go ahead.
I was just going to say you seem to be on this self-destruction streak. What are you hoping to end up with? You know, time in prison, or what do you want out of all of this?
I just like making myself laugh. I'm also having sex with the actress who plays Mrs. Claus. And when she thinks I'm using a condom, but I use these dissolvable condoms. So I put on the condom, and she sees me put on the condom, and then we have sex, and the condom dissolves when I'm inside of her. It's a good joke. Feels better.
And what are you going to do when she gets pregnant? You going to joke about the kid?
I don't know. I guess we can go to a clinic. Hopefully she won't get pregnant. She's also a little bit older, so I'm thinking that maybe she can't get pregnant.
Well, you seem to be bent on destroying your life and everybody else who comes into contact with you. What is so bad about your life that you...
I have a good life, but I don't think I can get her pregnant because she's in her 60s, but I'm more concerned about the STD I have. Should I tell her? And also, to be honest with you, it's only around the Christmas season that I do these pranks because I'm like a pranky Santa. That's when I put on the costume. I just want to mess with people.
You just enjoy messing with people, don't you?
Yes, it feels good to confess about everything. I'm also Jewish, and the people at the mall don't know that I'm Jewish, so that's also pretty funny. A Jewish Santa.
I don't think the fact that you're Jewish really has any bearing on it. There's lots of Jewish people who do Christmas stuff and lots who don't, so that's just a matter of choice. Everything you're doing is a matter of choice. You just need to decide what it is you want to create in your life. And apparently what you want to create is a lot of havoc and destruction because you want other people to be miserable just like you.
Just jokes.
No, those are not jokes.
What do you mean
they're
not jokes? It's telling a kid... No, telling the kid that his mom was coming back and she actually is not. Think about how surprised he'll be on Christmas when she doesn't come back.
And he'll just sit there and laugh, right?
I don't know how he'll... I know I'm laughing.
And I'm sure he will, too. He'll get the joke.
See? You agree with me.
No, actually, I don't.
And how... Oh, well, how come you said?
I was
being
sarcastic.
What about the kid with the amputee kid and I told him his arm would grow back so he could play baseball? That's a good joke.
And I'm sure he'll just have a great time laughing on Christmas too.
See, you agree.
Again, I was being sarcastic.
Well. I can't. I'm trying to get a serious answer from you, and you're not being straight with me.
I have been straight with you. You are being destructive. You are messing with people, and you are being destructive. And you're doing things that, when you get caught, you will be punished for. Apparently, that's what you want. And so you are creating a life that will be awful. But apparently that's what you want. So that's what you've got.
There's no way I can get caught, though.
How
it's
could
like
you
I
not
told
get
you my
caught?
Name. How can I get caught?
Maybe
no
someone
knows.
Will recognize your voice.
I don't think so. I mean, no, though they don't know that I made cookies out of poop.
Well, you are making your own choices in your life, and just look at what you're creating because that's what you're going to have to live with.
It's only once a year over Christmas.
And the rest of the year, you're a bright and shining beacon of goodwill and happiness, right?
Yes, exactly. Like tonight I'm performing at a kid's Christmas party and I did this last year and the mom, she always wants to have sex with me. So that's lucky.
Oh, you have so many opportunities to bring such interesting things into the lives of others.
For Christmas cheer.
You have an interesting idea of cheer. Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Can I get a plug for my Santa company?
I think so. But thanks for calling, Jim.
Number one.
Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Oh, Barbara. Oh, Barbara. I just had to call in. You have demonstrated how angelic you are. My heart. I'm exasperated.
Don't take the people's stuff personally. That's not yours. That's not
you. I am amazed at your I can't even come up with a word right now. You're amazing, Barbara. Blessings and blessings and blessings. God's angels need to just come and just rally around you right now and hold you. Wow.
Well, they are with me, and actually,
oh,
I'm fine.
Yes, they are. God bless you. Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing better now that I'm hearing you laugh and smile because you are such a huge light and huge blessing and so undeserving. I didn't really have a question, so you can just, if you want to tell me anything, that's fine. I just really wanted to get you off the phone.
Okay, well, let's see if they have a message about you and saving me.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
See, we can laugh about lovely things, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Lovely things
and
better to
your
laugh
message,
about?
Your message is coming from Mother Mary. So here she is.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
My beloved. You are a nurturer. You want to save other people. You want to make their lives better. You want to show them that there is love. And we want you to remember that there is love for you too. Make sure that you open your heart to loving you. And let other people be. Even the ones who make your skin crawl. Let them be. Let them experience whatever it is that they are choosing to experience, and let them be. You can give them lots and lots of love. You have more than enough love to share. But make sure you give some of that love to you, because you deserve it. You are so beautiful. You are so wonderful. You are such a light to others. Don't forget that. The joy is there for you. The joy is always there for you. So continue to be the delight that you are in this world. And don't take other people personally. They are just making their own choices. And that's all there is to it. We love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you.
Oh, thank you. I know they're making their choices. I get it. I just, my heart hurts when other people are suffering, and I just don't understand why anyone would want to spread more than the light in the world.
That's how they learn.
I know there's a lesson in that for me. I listened as long as I could, but I don't. There's enough darkness in the world without Santa spreading it.
That is true.
Okay, thank you so much, Barbara.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Christmas blessings to you and yours.
The same to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our next caller is from area code 917.
Hey, hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi.
This is Sheila from New York. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. It's kind of funny. But I have a question for you. This is a serious question.
Okay.
I had a friend that I ended a friendship with about 2 years ago. I don't know if I spoke to you about it, but I don't think I did. And I ended the friendship 2 years ago. His name is Vic. And somehow we've been kind of reconnecting. But the funny thing is, after I spent like some time with him, we went to the gym yesterday together, I get a lot of anxiety, like intense anxiety later on. And I'm trying to figure out what's the message is here that I'm, you know, because I noticed that it happened a few times. You know, when I spent some amount of my time with him, and later on that day, I started getting a lot of anxiety, like really, really a lot, intense anxiety. So I'm just trying to figure out what the universe is trying to tell me, or the angels are trying to tell me.
So why did you end the friendship?
Because I felt like he was stepping on my boundaries. And I made it clear to him and somebody didn't take it seriously, and I just ended the whole thing and decided to move on. I felt like it was, at that point, you know, it wasn't worth my time anymore, you know, and I wasn't going to let anyone, you know, step over my boundary, because I don't step over people's boundaries. So that was the reason. It was lack of respect, and so I ended it. And
is he still showing that lack of respect?
No, he's actually changed a little bit, because he's very nice. He's, you know, the things that he was doing before right away changed. But I get this anxiety every time I spend, you know, if I spend, let's say, half an hour with him, you know, just like later on, gets anxiety that comes. I don't know if it's just my mind or whatever it is. It's almost like there's a message there. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out.
It seems like there's a part of you that is waiting for him to do what he has done before. There's a part of you that doesn't believe that he's actually changed. And it's like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
You don't really relax around him. You're not really comfortable with him.
Yeah, because I guess in the back of my mind, maybe that's like, okay, is it? I was actually asking myself, should I even reconnect with him again? Or should I just, you know, but the funny thing is, even when I ended our friendship, we kept running into each other on a regular basis, and it became a little uncomfortable, you know? And
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the, and he was always smiling, and I was like, you know, just bear the hatchet and just be cordial to each other. I decided to do that. But after, you know, being cordial to each other, we started reconnecting again. So that's I'm trying to figure out if this is a smart move on my part, or should just make sure I keep it to just hi, how are you, and that's it, and keep it moving. And then the only reason I'm thinking about it is because of the anxiety, and that's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay. So let me see how they want to deal with this.
Okay,
so they want to do a little bit of work on clearing the anxiety so that you can see what's actually there. Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll see what it shows us. Okay, so I'll ask you a question. The question will go on, and at the end I'll say, if you're willing to accept this shift, say yes, and then you get to say yes. Okay, yeah. Would you like a divine infinity healing for clearing out the old beliefs about this old friend who's come back into your life? Just letting go of everything that happened in the past, all of the hurt, all of the anger, all of the disappointment, everything that you felt from before, so that that is not what you are basing your relationship on now. So this is allowing all of those old feelings, all of those old energies, those old connections to just expand bigger than the universe and to just be gone. So that you are open to receiving clarity. Clarity about him, clarity about you, about the relationship, about your life, about why he is in it, about why he's come back. Clarity and understanding about what is actually important to you now, so that you are living in this moment and not in the past. And if you are willing to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay. Now think about him and the relationship now. How does that feel?
I can't even say. I just, right now, I can say I have no bad feelings right now.
That's good. So have you asked him why he came back into your life?
No, I was just taking it, you know, I'm just taking it slow. I'm doing as if, you know, if it's somebody I'd never met before, just take like baby steps and then see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm dealing with it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not even like calling him, you know, it's just when we see each other at the gym, we talk and I leave it at that. I don't, you know. So, but I, you know,
okay.
I was just trying to figure out why did they bring it back into my life? I mean, what's, you know, I guess maybe now that I did this energy clear, maybe it's going to become clear to me.
Yeah, I think you'll understand why you decided to let him back in your life. I don't know if there was something that you needed closure on or...
Okay.
There's something about the connection between the two of you, but I'm not seeing exactly what it is. Apparently I'm not supposed to see, so they'll show you instead because this is your life and these are your choices.
Okay.
All but right. There is something there. So, okay, just give yourself a chance to see it. Just be open to being shown what you're going to be shown.
Yeah, I think it might be closure. That last word, when you said closure, it kind of hit me. So maybe that's what it is, some kind of something to happen to put closure to this, I think. Well,
okay.
I'm glad at least, you know, I feel much better now, at least the anxiety part. You know, because that was just getting in the way. I was trying to ignore it. It wasn't going away. So,
oh, no, you can't ignore those things and expect them to leave.
I was trying to get rid of it. Just came there with things. So like, but now I feel much better in regard to that. And thank you for that.
You're welcome. So move forward and see what happens.
Happy holidays.
The same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have come to the end of another show. And I must say that this one was definitely interesting. Well, all of them are interesting, but sometimes you get things that are even more interesting that come up. So thank you all for listening and for calling in and being in the chat room and for trying to save me, and and I hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful, glorious holiday season. I'll be back on Friday with DC Love, so you can come and join us and get more angel readings and healings then too. This is a beautiful time of your life, so please take the time to enjoy it. Recognize that you are making your own choices about everything you are experiencing, and that there's nothing wrong, there's nothing bad, it's just whatever it is. So choose what works best for you, what makes your heart sing, because there's nobody more important in your life than you are. So enjoy yourselves and have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you again on Friday. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.